here at the 2018 Celero FinTech Conference in beautiful Whistler, British Columbia. I am here with Alex Chan from Central One. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. I'm happy to be here.
Oh, good. Good. I'm glad you're here as well. We're going to talk about a super interesting topic. Absolutely. Amazon Alexa banking. This is all the rage right now.
Yes.
And so what can you tell us about Amazon Alexa banking? Where are we with it right now, actually?
Well, this is really exciting. We launched with Innovation Credit Union, Kinexys Credit Union, right before the September back-to-school season. And we did this before the big banks. And from a credit union perspective, we are really proud of this achievement to be able to do this. And, you know, when we look at Alexa banking, it's not just about the features of being able to get a balance and pay bills, but we're looking at, you know, just the tremendous potential this can bring to our credit union members. And
like what? What's the potential? Tell me more.
Tell you more. I'm anxious. For sure. Well, first of all, one of the things, you know, when technology innovation happens, sometimes the accessibility and people who have accessibility needs, they're forgotten. And for us, you know, the Amazon Alexa is voice activated, so people who have maybe some accessibility issues, they can use this, and now they're not confined to any limitation and they can have access to computing. What's even more exciting about this is that when it comes to Alexa, digital giants including Amazon and Apple and Google, they're investing heavily into this space. And you know, one of these days, the science fiction with Star Trek, the future where computing is everywhere, and that's happening very quickly right now. So, you know,
it's here.
It's totally here. And I would say, back in 2007, if you are a financial institution, people are wondering, should I get an old mobile app for my company? Well, in 2018, the question is, same question right now is, should I get a voice banking AI-powered assistant? This is the question right now. And, you know, at Central One, together with Kinexys and Innovation, you know, we're here to deliver that to those end users.
Yeah. Or you can go back to the 1990s and, gosh, should I do my finances online? The internet, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
No, I'm never going to do that. And here we are, everyone.
Well, what's really cool as well is that when it comes to this voice assistant, I think about it from a financial wellness perspective, because, you know, as sometimes, you know, a voice assistant, when you talk to a human being, you know, there's no that social interaction of judgment, like, you know, a friend or a family member has to talk about your finances. It's a really touchy topic, but when it's an AI power assistant talking to you, you're a little bit more comfortable with it. Right? So, you know, even if the AI assistant, you know, tells you, hey, maybe you shouldn't go out to lunch today, right? You know, you won't find that rude, and you might change your behavior, and, you know, you might be able to be financially more well off. So this money mentor idea is something that really aligns with the credit union vision of helping Canadians.
Right? Yeah, let's go. I want to take that next step here, the money mentor. Yeah. Okay, looking out for your well-being. There's no judgment here, but they're just looking out for your well-being, basically. Oh, no, you can't afford those pair of shoes right now.
Yes.
Maybe next month or next paycheck, you know, go out and get them, but not right now, type of thing.
Exactly. And so one of the beautiful part of this is that when it comes to these brands like Alexa and the home, the voice like Siri or Google Home.
On the HomePod?
Yeah. And you know, your brand can come out front and center. It's really a lot of these companies right now, including ourselves, is really putting a lot of emphasis in making sure we design the right personality and the right tone that fits that credit union brand, so we can reach the end user and make sure that they do improve their financial wellness. So, like accessibility and wellness, I mean, it's beyond just a bunch of banking features. That's what we're looking to do.
So it's almost like a white labeling version for voice.
Exactly.
Kind of like, oh my gosh.
So there's even more. I mean, you know, we've got a bunch of really cool Easter eggs in there. So, you know, I know my kids who are home with Amazon Alexa, and they can control the lights and control the TV. And use it to check their homework, their math questions. Yeah, they do that. They are able to get a lot of value out of this. And, you know, the voice design in this is something that we spend a lot of time on. And, you know, one of the things that one might find is that web design is not the same as voice design. So people who are getting into space, or people who are really good at writing dialogue. So, for example, screenwriters are ones that are people that are coming in to do that. So,
really?
So you know, we partnered with an award-winning agency out of San Francisco, Point One Digital, to create this design strategy for voice, and this is really helping us accelerate the development. So, We put this together, a prototype together in four weeks. We did that really, really, really quickly. So,
Cool. The thing that kind of, something kind of struck me while you were talking about the website's accessibility, because there's all these ADA litigation going on right now, especially in the States.
Yeah.
And do you think voice banking could help out with this? Because you're talking about voice design,
yes,
as opposed to web design.
That's right.
So, but you have this stuff, it's online, it's mobile, it's everywhere basically.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm just kind of speculating here or going off the deep end, but could this help out in that respect?
Absolutely. You know, I think when it comes to these devices right now, first of all, the natural language understanding is really, really good. So even if you, speak imprecisely, you might have an accent. These voice assistants are so good; they understand you really, really well. And on top of that, there's like no latency; they respond instantaneously.
Oh, yeah.
And according to my wife, that's like faster than me responding. So that's like really, really good. And then these features can manifest in chatbots. So you're talking to a voice-driven or a conversational-driven experience on an app, for example. So these translate really, really well. And, as I mentioned, there are a whole bunch of these devices that are coming out. Like last week, Amazon launched a device for your car where you can connect to your phone and use Alexa. So I could do banking in my car.
Oh, nice.
When I'm stuck in there most of the time, I might as well get something done. Even another one, which is a microwave, which you can get, you could do some microwave banking. That could be the next evolution there. But the computing is going to be everywhere.
Yeah. Stuck in traffic, pay some bills.
Absolutely. Or get a financial tip. So one of our
unions
with Kinexys, they really wanted to make sure that it's a way to help Canadians. So they put in a lot of financial tips, and you can say, hey, Kinexys, give me a financial tip. And Alexa responds with a bunch of financial tips, which is really, really cool.
Yeah, I'm going to have to ask her that when I get home.
Absolutely.
Don't spend more than you make.
Exactly.
Hey, last question here for you.
Yeah.
The importance of all of this. I think we both know the answer, but I want to get your take on it. The importance of voice banking for today's credit union. What's the importance of it?
You know, I think it's really important to show that from a credit union perspective, we as a system are able to innovate very quickly because there's a real need out there for Canadians. And there was an article that was out where they said that Canadians are $200 from being hit with a lot of debt, right? So there's a real problem out there. And as credit unions, part of our DNA, we are able to be innovative, but at the same time solve a real problem for Canadians. And if we can help someone out financially, you're helping people, and that's part of our culture, and we're really proud of being able to deliver it.
Very cool. Great message to end on. Alex, thank you so much. All right.